Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
KYW News Radio Original Podcasts.
Hey, Matt Leon here with another college football preview sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. For today's episode, we look at Division III Widener University out in Chester. Now, the Pride went 5-6 last season. They were 5-4 in the Middle Atlantic Conference. Head coach Mike Baranek is entering his 7th season at the helm of the Pride, and I had the chance to talk with him about his squad.
First of all, coach, what has been the feel so far in camp? How are things going here as you get ready to ramp up for the regular season?
Yeah, I think everything's real exciting in camp. We've got a ton of new faces. We lost a big senior class from the 2014. A lot of guys that were still holdovers from the COVID era. So now it's an opportunity to get out there every day and coach, install, and make sure our guys are playing football the way we want them to play football. And it's a ton of new faces. So from a coaching perspective, it's been exciting to work with these guys every day and watch them get a little bit better each day. So we're excited.
When you have a big class graduate and you've got, you know, a lot of new faces, as you said, does it change how you approach camp?
Not too much. I mean, we kind of just throw those guys into the fire and try to foster leadership from some of the returners that we have coming back. But I think it just adds a level of excitement when there's a ton of opportunity. There's new guys who just walked in the door and they can see that, you know, there's a path for me to getting on the field and contributing this year. So I think it allows for some intense practices and really great meetings, and that's what we've been having so far.
Building off of that, coming into camp, kind of what were your big questions, and have you gotten the answers you were hoping for to those questions?
I think we lose four seniors off of that offensive line last year that played a lot of football for us. So I think the biggest point of emphasis was finding who are going to be the five guys to replace them. We've got a bunch of new guys, a couple of returners that are in that mix, a lot of battles, position battles to iron out who's going to be our top five when we get to week one. So it's been exciting. We're bigger up front than we've been in my time here from a ground level, perspective coming in as a first year student. We got bigger guys up front. They just don't have the on the job experience. So we're giving them a ton of reps through camp, and we'll be scrimmaging here this Friday night. But we're really, really excited about the future of the guys up front that we can build with and, getting some of that on-job training here in the next couple of weeks, because it's coming at us pretty fast.
What's your quarterback situation headed into the season?
We've got three guys right now in camp that are battling it out. Probably going to end up starting Eli Warfel, who started a few games for us last year and played in a few games for us last year before he got hurt. So we're excited to have him back. He's been looking really, really solid. We got a transfer, Connor Leary, who's in there every day learning and growing in the system. And then we have a young freshman, Caden Lazinski from Plymouth White Marsh, that we're super excited about. And he's going to be a guy that we can build with, for years to come. So It's a pretty solid room right now, and they're pushing each other every day.
Anything surprise you offensively in camp so far? I mean, a pleasant surprise, like somebody that blossomed or a group that's further ahead than you thought?
Yeah, just some of those offensive linemen that we recruited. You know, it feels good when you go out there and you identify a guy and you go, hey, this could be a guy who can help us early, and we need help early. And then they come in here through the first week of camp and are picking up on things and, you know, matching some of the speed that you see at this level and the physicality. And it looks like they've got all the right, the right things to be a really good player and as they continue to work and grow, you know, hopefully that's what happens. So I'm really excited with some of the guys that we have up front and where that's going to go in the future.
As far as the defense, I guess the conversation starts with Jalen Walker.
Yeah, Jalen's the returning All-American for us. Great player, great leader in our locker room. He's kind of, the catalyst of that group. But there's a ton of guys who, have a ton of starts under their belt. So a defense is a little bit more mature with the experience, the game experience, the playing time. So we're excited about them. And, you know, they're going to have to lead us early on until some of the younger faces on offense, you know, pick up that slack.
Looking at Jalen's numbers, I didn't realize how dominant he was on the other side of the line of scrimmage, like the negative plays and sacks. When you've got a proven commodity like that I'm sure every team you play is going to have him on the whiteboard, how much does that open things up? For, as you said, you've got a lot of other guys that have played a lot of snaps, but obviously a lot of that attention is going to lean his way. So it would seem to open things up on a lot of fronts.
Yeah, that's an exciting thing. There's going to be guys in that box along the front of the line that are going to have opportunities. You know, teams are going to start setting their pass protection to him and making sure that, you know, he's always covered up. And that's going to leave people with one-on-one opportunities. And we're going to need some guys across that defensive line to be able to get home, get to the quarterback, make plays in the backfield, and win their one-on-one battles. And that's, that's a good thing. When you're one of those guys playing next to him, you know he's going to take up a lot of the attention. It's going to give you some opportunities to make some big plays on Saturday. And, you got to come through when it's time.
Those back two levels, where are you right now and how are you feeling about them?
Yeah, we feel pretty good. That's where we return a lot of our starters. I mean, our whole defensive backfield is coming back. They've all started games for us, every game last year for us. Inside linebacker Luke Shimko probably started halfway through the season last year, played the remainder of the season at the halfway point as a freshman. So he's back. He's having a really good camp. You know, so we're excited about the second and third level of our defense. And, the expectations are high, but again, you got to go out and perform. And hopefully some of those guys that are on film and are going to have some of those attention, you know, warrant that attention, but other guys, you know, win their one-on-one battles and take advantage of the opportunities that they're going to have because they're around some really good players.
How about special teams? How are you looking there?
Special teams, I mean, it's a work in progress every day. We're going to try and put our best guys out there. So you're going to see a lot of the faces that we have on offense and defense will be contributing in the special teams game. We lose Ryan Patterson at the kicker position, but we feel pretty good with two young guys that we brought in, you know, right now coming out of the inter squad scrimmage who kicked the ball really well. So we feel that they can fill that role that we lose by Patterson's graduation.
What overall are you most excited about in this group? And I don't mean from a position standpoint, but what you've learned about them, you know, what they're bringing to the table. What gets you the most excited?
Yeah, I'm just excited about, you know, the returners that we have are all very young as well. I think we have four seniors on our entire football team. So we got a bunch of guys that are coming back that are passionate about the game. They play really hard. They love playing football. And then we recruited a bunch of first-year students that are the same way. So this is a group that really loves playing ball, and they're going to get to spend a ton of time with each other over the next 3 or 4 years. So the most exciting thing is going out there every day and watching the growth day by day. And, it makes you as a coach feel very optimistic for the future. Keep these guys around, and, it's going to be good.
Early in the season, given the fact, you know, so many younger kids, are the early games, the opener against Geneva, you know, your first couple weeks, is it more about you? Obviously you game plan and stuff like that, but is it about setting how we play Widener football and what we do more than who's on the other side of the line of scrimmage, if I'm making sense?
Yeah. I think that's a good perspective, Matt. You know, we got to focus on ourselves. You know what I mean? Everybody wants to win. You know, we have an expectation to go out there and win. We're going to play hard, and we're going to go out there and do everything we can to do that. But we're really just looking for every single day, can we be a better version of ourselves individually and then as a team And just feel real confident in the talent, the football talent that we have top to bottom of our roster, that if we continue to improve, we continue to come together as a team, we continue to play the game the right way, fast and physical, smart, making the right decisions, that eventually, you know, we'll be able to compete in every game that we play with an expectation going into it to win, because you get that on the job training and you feel comfortable. And that's exciting. That's really the big theme of for us as a coaching staff out of camp is just, you know, we feel really good with the recruits that we brought in. We feel really good with the young returners that we have back. And now we're just trying to bring them together as a team. And, you know, I think they're all excited because they realize they're going to get to be playing ball with each other for the next few years and build something special, hopefully.
That will do it for this college football preview. This pod brought to you by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. Get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. Want to thank Widener head coach Mike Baranek for taking the time to chat with me. Widener opens its season at home Saturday, September 6th. The Pride will entertain Geneva College. The game will kick off at 1 p.m. Thanks so much for listening, and we will have another college football preview coming your way soon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.